crushed it.
There you go.
Oh, right. Waste. Yeah. Remember waste?
Waste.
Oh, we washed it. Yes, waste.
Lila wash day means.
Thank you. You're very
really
well.
Good.
Yeah.
Or something. Set off an alarm, will it?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, who would like to explain smudging? How about you?
How about me explaining smudging? Uh-huh. Smudging is to cleanse, to bring a blessing. And Joanne, the Menominee said it was to clear your thoughts also.
That's part of cleansing. And why do we use tobacco?
As an offering.
To give thanks.
To give thanks as a, what were you going to say?
Well, it's like an offering or
a request for prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we take, or an offering for thank you. And the other things that we can use for smudging or for offering our prayers are?
Sage.
Sweet
grass. Or cedar.
Cedar. I did put cedar up.
Yeah.
Cedar's up there. Please stand up.
I don't know what to do.
Oh,
I've not
you,
been here.
You pull the smoke over yourself like this. You don't breathe it in, but it's a cleansing. I'll hold it because it gets hot, and it's a blessing for yourself. May the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you always.
Amen.
Okay. Tonight is the circle, and it's kind of a, we're going to do a talking circle. But in that talking circle, we're going to, I'm going to have you pick out words from here. And in a talking circle, the person that speaks that's holding the rattle. And you speak from your heart and you say whatever you have to say, and when you're done, you pass it on. And the next person speaks. You don't respond to what you heard, you just say the words you have to say. Talking circles are used in many, many different forms. Even though they're called talking circles, I always call them listening circles, because that's what we're doing. We're allowing somebody to speak. We're listening. We aren't arguing or countering or reflecting on what they have to say. We just simply listen, and then we say what's on our hearts. So, in a review...
Can I interrupt you briefly?
Yes.
Can you explain the special smudging?
Because she dropped the pot, for me it was a signal that she really needed some extra blessing. So the special smudging was just that. It was just an extra blessing for you.
Thank you.
And are we allowed to ask questions?
Sure.
Does the term smudging come from a time when you actually put the ashes on yourself?
I have no idea.
It's an English word,
yeah. And it probably does, but
did you smudge them in the container? Is that a shell or is that?
No, this is just, it's a shell. And we try to use things that are of nature. So at home on my altar, besides having my cross and a candle, I have a wooden bowl that actually belonged to my grandmother, and she used to chop onions in it. But I now use it for my smudging bowl.
what is the Lakota term for that act that we call smudging?
For that, it would be called, in order for it to, it's a purification, so it would be called an inipi, but it really isn't an inipi. For purification, an inipi is a sweat ceremony, mm-hmm. and that's where you're going to be purified. Well, that's what smudging also does for you. It's supposed to bless you, remove all the negative thoughts and or negative energy from you, and so that's what it's a little tiny inipi.
Yeah,
a lot of times there just aren't English words to explain some things. So, in a review, sweetgrass and cedar, and this is something you don't know, but mani, and so anybody from Minnesota,
sure.
That state is just completely spelled wrong. This is how you spell mani. M-N-I, and it means water. Maniwichoni. In the Dakotas, Minnesota, the Dakotas, there's a project called Maniwichoni. It's bringing water to isolated areas, and it means the water of life. The Sioux language is written sort of like Hebrew. It reads backwards. So actually, this should be Wichoni Mani, which would be life, water. Manaji is a word for spirit, and there's it'll be abbreviated within a phrase. But if you see any of these four letters, it means spirit. Wakantaka means what?
God.
Wakan is
the holiest
of holies, the greatest holy. Tanka means it's so great. That's about the only way I can
describe it. The greatest of greatness.
Tunkashiva means, it means God, but it is, Tunkashiva is the oldest. Tunkashiva. Ate is father, actually means father. These are the words you'll hear for God. Oluwan is song. Actually, it's sacred song because it has the O. I told you whenever you put a W-O in front of something, it means, when you have wo, it makes that word sacred. For Oluwan, for singing, we take the W off, but that means sacred song. Teoshpae is a community, which is what we are. It's the whole community. It's not just a family. This is Holden Village. This is the whole community of people. It is a teoshpae. Hanblechia is the crying for the vision, is the vision. When you go out and you pray and you look for direction from God, that's the Hanblechia, the vision. Seeking the crying for the vision, discernment. Inipi, that's the sweat lodge, that's the purification. Inipi. Four directions?
North, south, east.
Yeah, very good.
And east is yellow.
East is yellow.
And that's the morning where new life and
yeah.
awakenings come from.
Very good.
South is white.
Uh-huh.
And that's growth.
Uh-huh.
West is, in your tradition, red or could be black.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sunset, end of age, elder time,
wisdom
honor,
years.
Wisdom and honor. And then north is black, and that's winter, earth cleansing and death.
Mm-hmm. Of our earthly bodies.
Of our earthly bodies.
Okay. Wakan Tognaga means?
Generosity.
Wauhitika.
Courage.
Wauwachitaka.
Respect.
Wauwshape.
Wisdom.
Mitakuye oyasi.
In honor of all my relatives, or for all my relatives?
It's the prayer for all my relatives. So whenever Native people gather before they start anything, they stand up, they'll say, Mitakuye oyasi. When you go into a sweat lodge for an inipi prayer ceremony, as you enter, you say, Mitakuye oyasi. I'm going in here to pray for all my relatives, which means known and unknown.
Living or not?
Living or not. All the people of the world, all my relatives, because we're all related. Mm-hmm. Remember, I told you that. We're all related.
Mm-hmm.
Wopila.
Great thanks.
Yeah, great thanks. Yes. Pilame. Thank you. And I don't have wash day up there, which isn't
waste.
Wash day or waste. It's good.
Good.
And then I have unchi up here because you brought up unchi blankets last night. Unchi is grandmother.
Grandmother. What's grandfather?
They call him Lala.
Lala, okay.
Or Tinkashla, but
okay.
It's Lala.
Lala.
Let's see, there's another word up here that I don't have up here. Itansha. Remember last night in the thing they were calling Jesus Itansha? Itansha is the most, it's a spiritual man, the highest spiritual man, the Itansha, our spiritual person, a clergyman. Itansha. That's what Itansha is.
So would that be the same for like a medicine man as well? Or
no.
Okay, just checking.
No. Nope, not at all.
I noticed that all those words, courage, respect, and wisdom, all start with that W-O.
Whoa, because they're sacred. These are sacred values that we're supposed to live by. So, now, before we start in the talking circle, these are your words, or the four directions, and I'll start, and then when I finish, when you're done, I would like you to say this word, when you're done talking, Mitakuye.
Mitakuye.
Oyasi.
Oyasi.
When you are done speaking, and then you pass the rattle on. Usually it's a feather or a talking stick, but this is a talking rattle.
So are we to use some of these words as we
or
speak?
One, yeah, to speak from your heart about a sacred song, about God, about water of life, about community, Teoshpaya community. Vision for yourself, or you know, purification.
Is that what a sweat lodge is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's prayer when you go into a traditional sweat lodge, an inipi ceremony. It's you are purifying yourself, but everybody in there prays. That's all you do in there is you pray. They sing prayer songs. And then whoever, if there's 4 or 20 people in there, each person prays. And then when they're done praying, they open the door. The spiritual leader will talk, or you all visit. They pass water around, they close the door, and he sings some songs, some prayer songs, and you pray. You do that four times.
Is the prayer sequence the same way as a circle would be, or is
it's
it?
It's the same way. The direction that you will get will be pray for all your relatives. So the first round, you pray for what's going on in the world or what's going on in the community. And then next time it'll be, you know, pray for a specific, whatever your specific prayers are. If you're in there to pray for somebody who's sick or whatever, you say those prayers. And so he does give you that kind of direction.
Okay.
And you, or give prayers of thanks, thanksgiving. And so then that's what you pray for at that time. So, with that and the talking circle, does everybody understand?
You want us to use
one of these ideas.
An idea, not necessary.
You can try and use the word.
We can try to use the word, but we can also give the English.
You can use
English.
Yeah,
okay.
I did say we could do it all in Sioux, but you didn't know that. So I'll begin. I guess mine is Mitako Yeyoyasi. My thoughts are with Wokila, is that I'm just so humbled to be here with you all, and not only just with those in the circle, but with everybody in the community. And I'm humbled to be here in this creation. I have been sitting for hours just staring at the mountains, just wowed by God's creation and wondering what was up there and wishing I could get to the top without any effort and look down and try and see what God sees through his eyes. There are just so many things to be thankful for. And so that's where my heart is right now, is with Awopila. Metakri, I guess.
I will talk about spirit. I believe in the power of spirit. In the world as a whole, in the universe, but the power of spirit within each of us. I believe that we can lose touch with spirit, and I think that we do lose touch with spirit, and that's a sadness, that's a great sadness in our world. We underestimate our spirit, and I think the culture that we live in does not encourage stay in touch with spirit and our spirits. We're inundated with agenda and everything that comes with agenda, and I think that buries. Struggle with staying in touch with spirit, and I'm hoping that my time here will surface my spirit.
Thank you. time spent together, but not with, without much depth of connection. There is the very deep community of family. Some effort, and I recognize that I need to do more personally to keep making that happen and not to forget that. There's the level of community of a new town that we had moved to 2 years ago. A town that is politically, sociologically pretty different from what we're used to. Town of about 400 people and way out in the country in a high valley where people make their living mostly by ranching and logging and various odd jobs. And it's a community that is tight, and we are outsiders. Trying to be true to ourselves and enter into that. There's a community that also is kind of surrounding us of the Yakima Nation, because our house is actually, that our land is within a newly designated part of finally. There's a community of faith that we're struggling to find the right balance with, and being way up there, the one community that we found that feels right from kind of our theological perspective, I guess, is that UCC Church Salmon, which is almost 40 miles away, so some distance to drive, and we have trouble making it to too many of the events of that community. So it feels good in one sense, and it's very hard to maintain the connection.
Especially all those I care deeply about, and the larger world as well, but I'm thinking of those that I care about, together with the idea of vision. As we've been here, the young people in our lives, our daughters, and we just sort of have a whole clan of young, primarily women, who are in their mid to late 20s, and I want so deeply for them to have a vision for their life that is really true to who they are, and that allows them to connect. connect to their faith and to the world in a way that that doesn't compromise who they are, and that just allows them to really fully, I don't quite know how to say it, experience who they're meant to be and what they can do in the world. And I see all of them, you know, making kind of their way towards that, and a bit of a fear to step too far out. And I guess my deep prayer for them is to have a clear vision for themselves that we don't give to them, that the culture doesn't give to them, but there really is between them and God. Just a clear vision for themselves. And in the process, to be able to experience the healing that they individually are seeking, and to be whole, and to be able to make a difference in the world that is theirs.
Mitakiye Liasi. I am thinking Oloa, Wopila, and I am very thankful that there is music and song. And tonight, as we had that hymn sing, the feeling of community, Tioshpie, I am so very thankful for the song, and that I have been blessed that the song speaks to me and ties me to others. Mitaki Oyosi.
Mitaki Oyasi. The values of Wakentag Naka, Waho Hitika, Wawachi Tanka, and Wakshape. The true values of Lakota people as lived, as embodied, and not even taught, but just simply learned by being in the presence of others. It's a great blessing to see that in true experience on the reservation. But it's a even greater blessing to be able to experience that here at Holden. And so Wopila to Joanne to bring that to us. In your humility and in your wisdom. And the one that's not on the board that is experienced in your workshops and in having meals with you and out in the community is the joy. Mm-hmm. The laughter and the joking, and it's not in a malicious way, but in a true joy of life. And it's not single to Joanne, it's truly part of that whole community. And I think when we go about our daily lives, we miss that because it's not necessarily part of the rest of our culture and our community. And that simple laughter about simple things that come down to the generosity, respect, courage, and wisdom within the community, and sharing that with each other. Mitakuye Oyasi.
Takuye Yasi. The word courage, oho, o hita, hiti,
hitika,
hitika, takes on more meaning or reminds me, because go out with good courage is part of that that prayer. And I just even thinking of the fun day today, the courage people have to just let let themselves have fun. And I think it does take courage, because we aren't used to doing that. And to just go ahead and find that courage to just try something different, or listen to a different kind of topic, or try a new path or a new skill, whatever. It does involve courage. And because the prayer encourages the blessing as people leave, and particularly if you've been involved in when a staff person, a person who has left, who has lived here for over a year, this past week several of them have been sent off with the blessing using that prayer. Mm-hmm. Go out with good courage. It's really an encouraging thing to think about as we come to this next week, the end of our time here in this community. So I think that word courage is going to stick in my mind.
Great.
Mitakuye Oyasi.
Mitakuye Oyasi. Menanji Tiospie. Spirit of the community. We live in a small condominium building in Rochester, Minnesota, with 35 individual people and couples, and some young, most of us older, and several older than we are. So I am aware that that is one of the communities that call forth respect and patience and wisdom from me. I would benefit greatly if I could exercise that even more. The spirit of this community has meant so much to me, to us, these years. This is September 2. September 1, 47 years ago, was the first time we came here. And it was a small community then, because we were getting ready to help close the place for the winter. And I think one weekend there were 16 or 17 of us. But down through the years, the spirit of this community has carried me and just really provided me with insight and wisdom and courage and a lot of other words. There is a spirit of a community for me when I think of our own So the spirit of community is the presence and power that I am very thankful for tonight. Metakuye Oyasi.
My question for reflection, and anybody who would like to respond can ask for the rattle, is how can we see the similarities of the Christ that we know and the Christ that's on this board?
Understand the question correctly. The Christ I know is living water . The Christ I know spent his public ministry building community, building an inclusiveness. He spent his healings bringing those in that were marginalized, those that were outcast. He healed them to make them clean enough to belong once again. He lived these values that are up there. He was courageous to the very end. He never, ever, until even as he was taking his last breaths, did he put aside his task of growing the kingdom. He did operate with wisdom. He respected the task that was given him. He respected God that he knew as Father. He was the embodiment of the Spirit that blew over the face of the waters at the beginning. The Christ that I know is all of these things. Even the four corners. Christ is very present in the lifestyle that is represented by the profile written on the board. Whether or not the title Christ is given or worshipped, the lifestyle represented there embodies the way.
The first word that jumped out at me, interestingly enough, was inipi.
Uh-huh.
And I've never been to a sweat lodge experience, but have always wanted to. And my first thought was, if I did that and walked into that sweat lodge, Jesus would be there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about the four directions, that encompasses everything. You don't run out of, there's nowhere that doesn't touch. Which says to me that if it was in a talking circle or a mosque or a church or a Buddhist, an ashram, Jesus is there. It's all.
I like the word for God here, Wakantanka, because it is getting at
think that oddly enough, Unchi on that board, Grandma, is not something you would think of Christ as. But we all have different experiences of grandmas, but oftentimes they're the most fun and the most generous and the most gracious and the most spirit-filled and sometimes the most demanding with wooden spoons and disciplinary and you know, and in that way gracious and grace-filled and God-like and Christ-like. And so that wisdom too, they're full, I think also speaks to Christ as well as grandmas and lalas and grandpas too. That Christ on that board and Christ in our lives is, if we look deep enough, the people around us, our unchis and lalas and mothers and fathers and the people we pass, whether we know them or not, are tios pie.
Explained. Mm-hmm. This is Woyatan. The church that I planted in South Dakota for the Synod, we named it Woyatan Lutheran Church. And Woyatan doesn't have an English interpretation, but when we call it our most sacred word, I interpret it to people as praising God. Because when sun dancers are out there in the sun and they've been dancing and praying and they're losing all their energy and the people sitting around under the boweries are praying, their mentor, their spiritual mentor will go out and stand beside them and he will say, Woyatan, Woyatan, raise your voice to God and pray. Pray with all your heart and your soul and your spirit. Woyatan, that's what that means. But there isn't any one word to say that that's what that means. So that's how I interpret it for people, that it means to praise God. It means more than that. It means every inch of life and breath of your being, you pray to God. And that's Woyatan. You will hear that word if you ever worship in a Sioux church in song and prayer. You will hear that word a lot. Woyatan. Woyatan. With that, let us stand. And I would like to ask somebody to offer us a prayer.
Feel ye in this place. We have experienced ye in this place. With the aroma of healing pouring over us, we held you in our hands as we passed around privilege to share our hearts with another. We have felt your blessing in experiencing ye a new way through the religious tradition of another. To experience you a new way is a gift that we need receive again and again in order to continue to be close to you, to keep you fresh, to keep you at the surface of us. So for this hour, we offer thanks for the blessings that we have received by receiving you through the words and the hearts of each other. Peace and Lord be with you all. So we will end with the great handshake. I'm going to shake your hand and you follow me. You can laugh. It's okay. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much. You'll notice there I have these books scattered around. I've been scattering them around. Water Lily is actually in the bookstore. I gave them The Soul of an Indian by Ohishia, Charles Eastman, actually, and the writings when he was a very young man. And then Voices, I don't know if they'll get that, but I also gave them Voices. And the only one they didn't get was the blue book there, but because that was just, that was kind of a trial printing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not out. Tomorrow, my session is at 4, and we're going to do 4 directional prayer. So if anyone is coming, and you know anybody that's coming, I would like to ask 4 people to come with a prayer to offer when we do our 4 directional prayers. So, and then we'll sing again in Lakota.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all so much.